the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type
into one... G'day, I'm Dr. Carl. So, you're sleepy. And you're weighing up whether to have a coffee or whether to just have a nap. Well, why not both? It might sound like a counterintuitive combination, but hear me out. Caffeine can feel like a lifesaver when you're tired. Now, we generally get our caffeine, the world's most popular legal drug, from tea and coffee. A typical cup of coffee carries about 100 milligrams of caffeine. There's roughly half that in a cup of tea, and slightly less in instant coffee, energy drinks, and some over-the-counter medicines such as Panadol Extra. Caffeine can wake you up and keep you sharp, but so can a nap. If you're tired, you're probably running short on sleep. And if you're running short consistently, you can build up a so-called sleep debt. Your long-term health and performance depends on you getting enough sleep. Sleeping more is the only way to repay your sleep debt. And even a short nap helps. But can you really combine these two forces for good? That's naps and coffee? After all, wouldn't caffeine stop you from going to sleep? Well, if you team them up properly, you can multiply the benefits to get more bang for your buck, or more bang from your cup. But as with comedy, timing is everything. The only reason why this combination can work is that caffeine's pick-me-up effect has a built-in delay. Caffeine takes time to pass from the stomach to the small intestine, then across to the liver for processing, and finally into the generalized bloodstream of the body. How much time? Well, usually about 45 minutes to reach peak levels in the blood. If you're a coffee fiend, maybe you've noticed that slight delay. So, when to nap? You guessed it, before the caffeine kicks in. Now, we learned about how caffeine and sleep can combine in a small study of just 12 sleep-deprived university students. Researchers tested how sleepy they were based on the students' driving skills on a virtual reality simulated expressway. It was specifically set up to be dull and tedious, and the testing period ran from 2 to 5pm, covering the infamous afternoon dead zone. The study started with a 30-minute simulated drive, followed by a 30-minute break. And the volunteers were cycled through three possible options during this break. First, the placebo. They got neither caffeine nor a nap. Instead, they were given 200 mils of decaffeinated coffee right at the beginning of the half-hour break. The second option was caffeine only. They were given 200 mils of decaffeinated coffee with 200 milligrams of added caffeine. And third, caffeine plus nap. They were given the 200 mils of decaffeinated coffee with the added 200 milligrams of caffeine, and they were also asked to take a nap. Now, we already know that caffeine wouldn't stop them from falling asleep, as it takes 45 minutes to reach its peak in your bloodstream. Plus, all of this was happening during the afternoon lull, when humans naturally feel sleepy anyway. If the students did sleep, they were woken up just before the end of the 30-minute break. Then they all went back to their simulated drive for another long and boring 2 whole hours. Various unexpected events were thrown at them, such as having to avoid another vehicle. They were also monitored for how well they stayed in their lane. Now, the placebo group had a certain number of unfortunate incidents or errors on the simulated driving track. This was set as the benchmark. By itself, caffeine brought the incident rate down to 34% compared to the placebo. But caffeine plus a nap was the winner, with the lowest incident rate of just 9% compared to the placebo. Now, most adults can have about 300 to 500 milligrams of caffeine each day with no ill effects, and quite likely with good effects. But more than that amount can make you anxious, irritable, restless, and more. Plus, caffeine is just a quick fix, and it won't pay off your sleep debt. So if you are relying on lots of caffeine to get by, the coffee-nap combo might be worth trying. It might be one of those instances where, if you snooze, you do not lose.